few cities are more linked in the popular imagination with organized crime than Las Vegas. Think Bugsy Siegel or The Godfather Part II. But a proposal to put some of Sin City's mob memorabilia on display is raising eyebrows. And as Harriet Baskus reports, it's also raising questions about what aspects of history are appropriate for a community museum.
After a brief attempt at selling itself as a family vacation land, Las Vegas is restaking its claim as America's most decadent destination.
Yeah, hi. I was wondering, can I get a wake-up call tomorrow morning, please?
Can I get that to go to my cell phone instead of my room?
Oh, here's the thing. I'm not quite sure if I'm going to be in my room tomorrow. So
a new national ad campaign sports the tagline, "What happens here stays here." The ads are paid for by the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority. And while gambling and a bit of hanky-panky seem to be acceptable, the authority's Terry Jasinski says illegal mob activity isn't an image the city wants to promote.
It's part of our history. It certainly is acknowledged as part of our history. It isn't really what Las Vegas is about today.
Las Vegas Mayor Oscar Goodman doesn't entirely agree. In fact, the Mob Museum was his idea.
If you had mobsters during a certain period of time that contributed to what we became today, that's all part of it, and I think it's as cool as it gets.
From his celebrity photo-lined office overlooking downtown Las Vegas, Goodman acknowledges his firsthand knowledge of the mob. Before becoming mayor in 1999, he was a noted criminal lawyer.
And I represented a lot of mobsters around here, and my practice was about 5% mobsters. I'm not afraid to say I was a mob lawyer.
For better or worse, according to historian Hal Rothman, organized crime transformed Las Vegas from a bedraggled collection of desert gambling halls into an oasis of luxury hotels, fancy casinos, leggy showgirls, and big-name entertainment.
Anybody in their right mind knows that from sometime in the 1940s till sometime in the 1970s, the city was mobbed up. The sources of capital and power in the city were closely tied to organized crime.
Rothman is the author of Neon Metropolis, How Las Vegas Began the 21st Century. He says the mob and its money first made a mark on Las Vegas when New York gangster Meyer Lansky sent Benjamin Bugsy Siegel to town to oversee the mob's investment in the Flamingo Hotel.
The original phase, when Bugsy Siegel built the Flamingo and all the way up through the Stardust, the money came really from shoeboxes. Mobsters went around to each other and they said, "I'm building a hotel in Las Vegas. I'll sell you a share for $50,000, and they'd get the shoebox out from under the bed and they'd give them the cash.
A downtown museum exploring this history strikes Mayor Goodman as a great tourist attraction. But when he first floated the idea around town, the local Italian-American community voiced concern.
When I said the mob, I was not thinking of Italian-Americans. I really was thinking of the mob as I knew it here, where you had fellas who had reputations like Mo Dalitz, Bugsy Siegel, Meyer Lansky, who was one of my clients. It was a Jewish mob that I was thinking of.
No one in the business community has actually come out publicly against the mayor's idea. Even if privately, they may be concerned about drawing attention to the seamy underbelly of Sin City.
I can understand not wanting to dredge out the so-called bad aspects of one's past, but I think to fully understand where we are today, you've got to understand where we've been.
David Millman is collections curator at the Nevada State Museum and Historical Society in Las Vegas. He likes the idea of a mob museum.
It would be a very popular idea. People would enjoy it. But when you get down to the actual brass tacks of creating a mob museum, I think there's a reason that no one's ever done it before. There's no stuff. I mean, what would you put in it?
Millman points out that the mob made a habit of not keeping records. So the Nevada State Museum has very few mob mementos. A watch Al Capone gave to a local casino owner, and in one small corner of the museum, some photos from the gala opening of the Flamingo Hotel, and a few items salvaged from Bugsy Siegel's room there.
We have a chandelier that we took out of the Siegel suite when they knocked down that part of the Flamingo in the mid-90s. We also have the door to the suite. It's door number 4400.
And visitors can push a button to hear local actors read from a book about Billy Wilkerson, the Los Angeles nightclub owner and compulsive gambler who started building the Flamingo but got muscled out by the mob.
I can only tell you, if I don't deliver the interest of the people in the East, I'm going to be killed. You're going to go first. Don't take that lightly.
It doesn't seem as if Las Vegas Mayor Oscar Goodman will let anyone strong-arm him into giving up on his plan for building what he's now calling a local history museum.
History is ingrained in history. You don't say, I don't like 1960 to 1980 because there were some mobsters running around Las Vegas. You can't do that. And we're going to include those decades here where the mob was a major factor in Las Vegas. And I think people will come down there and have a good time.
Goodman has offered to loan his own stash of mob-era memorabilia, including photos and a large check signed by his former client, Meyer Lansky. For NPR News, I'm Harriet Baskis.
You can hear other stories in the Hidden Treasures series at our website, npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.